Seems as though Kansas City is the new home of the sports zeitgeist. The Kansas City Chiefs handed the New England Patriots their worst loss in more than a decade last night. A real Kansas City stomp, 41-14. One detail in the game was the penalty for the Chiefs player Hussein Abdullah, who knelt in the end zone in a Muslim prayer after scoring a touchdown. It was 15 yards. Huh? What? Thought it was unsportsmanlike conduct, that's what the ref said. Okay, no hard feelings, said Mr. Hussein Abdullah. There'll be more talk about that in Kansas City, but today there is even something more historic going on in Kansas City sports. October baseball may be back.
High pop-up. It is playable. Perez looking for it, and he's got it. And Kansas City, you are in the playoffs. First time since 1985, and the boys celebrate on the field.
Oh, yeah, Denny Matthews, the play-by-play man for the Kansas City Royals. That's from the Royals Radio Network. The often forlorn Kansas City Royals in the postseason. They'll be playing the Oakland A's tonight. If they win on this September 30th, October baseball. Lifelong Kansas City Royals fan Scott Jarbo, how sweet will that be?
It'll be fantastic. You surprised me with the Denny Matthews clip. I listened to that maybe 20 times. You know, I grew up in the late 70s and early 80s when the Royals were fantastic and they had a big payroll and they had stars like George Brett and Brett Saberhagen. So to see them play well now is exciting, and to see the city excited about baseball in September is fantastic.
Can you compare this 2014 team with those teams of the 1980s?
Back then, when I was 11, 12 years old and a baseball fanatic, the Royals didn't have a lot of pop, and this year they don't have a lot of pop. They don't have anybody who hit over 20 home runs. They had a great pitching staff in the 80s with Brett Saberhagen and Mark Gubazon, Bud Black, and they have a great pitching staff this year with James Shields, but then also young guys like Ventura and Danny Duffy. So I think there's a lot of there's probably a lot of gutted out wins that happened back then, and certainly that's the case this year.
Who's given the team pop this year? You've got, fans who are, don't remember the 1980s, who are a very different, crew than was the case back in the 1980s. The city is very different from what it was in the 1980s.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if there's one thing. In the sports arena, you're right. The Chiefs played well last night. The Royals are playing well. Sporting Kansas City, which is the Major League Soccer club, won the championship last year. There's all kinds of great energy. Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. And so there's a lot of great energy in Kansas City that hasn't been there for a long time. I left Kansas City in 1999. So between 1985 and 1999, there was a lot of malaise in the sporting scene. It's just really exciting to see it turn around.
Now, do you think you've got enough mojo to account for the loss of Lee Sung-woo, who's the Korean fan, who really is the lucky charm for the KC Royals, but he's back in South Korea?
Yeah, it's funny. When he was here, it was kind of fun to watch because he got treated like a king, which was fantastic for him because, he had certainly made a longer trip than just down I-70 to see the Royals. And they played really well while I was here. And then when he left, they kind of had a bit of a swoon, but I think they've picked it back up. I think they have as good a chance as anyone tonight. I went to that game in 1985 where the Royals clinched the AL West to go to the World Series. My dad took me for my birthday, and so I'm going to take my dad to the game today. It'll be a nice payback for years and years of taking me to ball games and playing catch in the yard.
He's a lifelong fan of the Kansas City Royals. He's making the trip from St. Louis, where he's lived since 1999, to Kansas City. Scott Jarbo, take care, good luck, and thanks so much.
Go Royals. Yeah.